Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. Our featured guest this week is Raiders rookie defensive lineman Maurice Hurst, who is already looking like a fifth-round steal. He was a first-round talent who fell in the NFL draft due to a heart condition that has proven inconsequential both during his college career and now that he has turned pro with the silver and black. Maurice is off to a strong start with 7 total quarterback pressures, including 2 sacks. He also has a forced fumble in his first 5 professional games. He's a solid player and an interesting guy, as you'll find out soon, because our feature interview with Maurice Hurst starts right now. This week's guest on the Raiders Insider Podcast is defensive tackle Maurice Hurst. I'm catching up with him right before he flies across the pond to play the Seattle Seahawks in London. Maurice, you're heading into this, your 6th professional game. You already have 2 sacks, a bunch of pressures, some solid play, but I don't really want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about what happens after the sacks. Is that like a belly rubbing sort of sack dance thing? How did that thing evolve? What did that one mean?
It was just something that I did after one play in college, and everyone sort of loved it on my team. So it was sort of something that I kept going throughout my college career, and then carried on to the NFL. I mean, a lot of people really enjoyed it, and it's really funny, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's all about having fun out there. Once you make great plays, just celebrating with your teammates, and just making the game fun and enjoying each and every play that you get out there.
Is there anything better as a defensive lineman than what happened against Baker Mayfield, where you get your hand on the ball, it comes free, you guys recover, and then you can go have fun with your teammates?
Yeah, that's exciting, especially at a big point in the game. I mean, we were down like 14 points, so just knowing that, we were able to contribute to that comeback, and, we give up some big plays during the game, so just to kind of try to equal it out with some turnovers at the pick six and my forced fumble and some other big plays throughout the game, really made up for, some of the stuff that we did during the game that wasn't so great.
And from an outsider's perspective, it seems like the transition from the college to the pro game has been pretty seamless. Now, I say that knowing full well there's a lot of work that goes into the last 5 months to prep you. But is this sort of what you expected, to be able to jump in and to be able to compete and contribute so much so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I was in a great situation when Coach Gruden had called me during the draft, and just knowing what we had here at defensive tackle, we were, trying to build something new and something fresh. So, I don't think there's another place in the NFL that you have 3 rookie defensive linemen on the field at the same time in your passers group. And I think we're only going to keep growing and keep getting better throughout each and every week and every game. And our emphasis right now is to not play like rookies and to, make our impact felt, and just keep striving to get better every week.
You've been moving around to different techniques. I don't know if you did that a lot in college, but is that something that you're comfortable with, kind of being able to move around a little bit sometimes, farther outside than one might expect?
Yeah, I mean, I'm comfortable wherever. Wherever Coach Gunther seems he wants to put us in on defense, and we're uncomfortable with. He's put us in great positions some games. I mean, we just got to really capitalize, and that's been something that we've been struggling with as of late. Just small little things, a play here or there that, we know we could stop, and we're in the position to stop, but, it just goes for a huge play. I mean, just like the Phillip Rivers play where he just dumped the ball off to the running back and he
right.
jukes a defender and is gone for a touchdown. I mean, those are plays that shouldn't happen always.
And, you know, you've played some ends, some nose tackle, some defensive tackle, all the different techniques in high school. You played a little fullback, right? You played
yeah.
a running back. I think you had a 75-yard touchdown. Do you ever bring up that game tape to John Gruden and be like, you have an asset here. Give me the ball.
No, I haven't yet. You know, Marshawn's really great. So, you know, maybe after he retires or something, I'll talk to Coach Gruden.
The Raiders Insider Podcast is brought to you by Evergood Sausage Company, bringing you locally smoked, handmade sausages out of San Francisco for 92 years, family owned. I talked to your old college position coach, Greg Madison, over the course of the offseason. He had a lot of really good things to say about you, and obviously he was involved in recruiting you out of high school, right?
Yeah.
What was that relationship like? It seems like he was heavily involved in your development, kind of moving towards the pros.
Yeah, I mean, he was everything. He taught me, you know, sort of how to play football, I mean, the right way. And, you know, I've always been wanting to take great coaching, and he's one of those coaches that is really great. He's put a lot of good players in the NFL, and you know, he's just done a great job there, and he's someone who's well respected throughout the NFL, and someone who coaches his guys hard, and you know, teaches them all the little things that help you become a better pro. Because I mean, I've had guys and coaches come up to me and say that I've been a good pro so far, and I owe that to him and him teaching us how to be pros and just how to carry ourselves and how to practice and how to run to the ball and all the little things.
He talks so much about your first step, and that's been brought up probably everywhere that you go. He said some of that you can't teach.
Mm-hmm.
Is it timing? Is it instinct? What about it allows you to kind of make that first step so quickly and take advantage of a situation?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. You know, first step's not really something that you can teach. I mean, you can coach it up a lot, but
yeah.
You know, some guys either have it or they don't. So, I mean, that's something that I'm trying to get more comfortable with. You know, keep working on it and keep trying to make it better as long as I'm in the NFL.
He was also railing about the fact that you slipped in the draft. He was frustrated. He's your guy. That makes sense. We don't need to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's been a couple months, what's your perspective on that period? Now that it's kind of a good distance away and you are producing as a pro and there's no impact and anything like that, how do you look back on that period?
I mean, it's just, you know, what everyone kind of feels. I mean, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. So,
yeah, good point.
I mean, there's plenty of first-round picks that don't pan out. There's plenty of fifth-round picks that don't pan out. It's all about what you do once you get in the NFL and once you get on the practice field. So, I mean, just coming every day to work and just trying to be the best player possible and try to produce like a first-round pick that was worth it.
Sometimes athletes really focus on a certain thing or a slight or a perceived slight as motivation. Are you a real chip-on-your-shoulder guy, or is that not kind of how?
Yeah, I mean, I always carry a chip, you know, every game.
Uh-huh.
No, it's just something I play angry. I play, you know, upset sometimes. No, it's just something that just comes with myself. That's just how I feel. You know, obviously I was upset that teams missed on me, and you know that motivates me every game that I get to play. I mean, every team, you know, skip me over. So yeah, it's definitely a motivation throughout each game.
Now let's get to some real hard-hitting points of this interview. I looked over your Uber scores and they're immaculate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I even wrote them down: 86 five-star reviews at 1.0, zero trips canceled, which
mm-hmm.
means that you know, you could easily bail on those guys. But so not only did you do it, but you took a lot of pride in it, apparently, or you
mm-hmm.
just did it well.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I kind of started once, you know, my junior year, kind of
yeah.
rolled over, and I was there in the summer in Ann Arbor, and you know, just kind of looking for extra money to make, and I thought it was a great opportunity to meet people all over the community of Ann Arbor, and you know, just get to do something that's relaxing and, you know, kind of keeps me at ease, and which is driving. And it can be very peaceful at time and a good conversation with a lot of people.
Did you have like bottles of water, mints, a phone charger back there?
Yeah, like, I had some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Some water and mints and stuff.
That's
yeah.
definitely going to boost your score.
Oh yeah, it definitely does. That's always the good stuff that people love.
I just don't have any idea how you could have been in Ann Arbor and not been recognized. Maybe they just didn't think to place you, but did you ever just like let those go, or were you like, oh, You have been driven by Maurice Hurst today.
Yeah, I mean, I've let it go a few times. You know, the times people ask, and, you know, I'll answer, and they'll ask questions about the team and stuff. But, you know, sometimes, you know, people will know, or they'll be busy, or they're on the phone or something, so.
Is there something special about Ann Arbor, about Michigan? It seems like guys who go there and have been through it, Leon Hall, who was sitting next to us earlier as well, there's a real pride in being a Michigan man. What is it about that program that kind of makes people feel that way?
I think it's just the way that they try to develop you as a person, and you know, the school itself, there's a lot of great people there, and you know, you just fall in love with the city, and how people treat you, and how much respect and pride people have for the university. And you know, it's just something that you can't really explain in words. It's just you know, proud to be a Michigan alumni, and you know, it's something that you have in common with everyone everywhere almost. I mean, if you wear a Michigan shirt, you go anywhere and people say go blue, or they know someone who, you know, is a fan of Michigan or went to Michigan or something like that. So, I mean, it's just awesome just to be a part of that network.
And you're going from one kind of program that has a huge following and mm-hmm. a big tradition to another one. You wear the shield, you represent the, you know, the Oakland Raiders, the Raiders in general. Have you noticed that it's the same way? I mean, people travel like crazy here.
Yeah,
when
I mean,
you get to
travel,
London, it's going to be packed. I mean,
yeah.
What's it like to be under this franchise with such a strong tradition?
I mean, it's awesome to go from one big fan base to another. You know, the Oakland Raiders fans are amazing. You know, they're a little upset with us right now, but we're just going to try to turn this around and try to get the ball rolling and try to accumulate some wins so everyone can be happy.
Maurice Hurst, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck against the Seahawks and into the future.
All right, no problem.
Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, brought to you by Evergood Sausage. And a special shout out to Maurice Hurst for taking time during a hectic week leading up to Sunday's game against the Seahawks in London. You've been listening to the Raiders Insider Podcast, and if you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe. If you like our podcast, give us a 5-star rating and a review. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at MBCS Authentic, and we will be back next week with another great guest. Thanks for listening, Raider Nation.
Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.